didn't speak in an English-speaking church. And it's because we started a new assembly, Arabic-speaking assembly, in the west side of Detroit. But it's a pleasure for me, and it's an honor and a blessing to be speaking to the saints at Grace and Truth Chapel. Today, the Lord put in my heart a message with the title, Seven Reasons Jesus Didn't Come For. Seven reasons Jesus didn't come for to this earth. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth for so many reasons. He came to die on the cross of Calvary. He came to heal the sick people. He came to free those who are or were in bondage. He came so man can have life and have it abundantly. He came for so many reasons, different reasons. I can go on and on. But you know something? Christ didn't come for seven reasons. Not six, not eight, seven. Why? Because seven is the number of perfection. Did you ever think about it? Seven reasons Jesus didn't come for to this earth. First of all, we can read in John chapter 6, verse 38, "For I came down from heaven, not to do my will, my own will, but the will of him that sent me." So the first reason he didn't come for, not to do his will. Our Lord, our dear Lord Jesus Christ, was our best example on humbleness and obedience to his Father. He humbled himself, the Bible says, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We all know about his pain and suffering. We were breaking bread this morning and somebody mentioned the pain and the suffering in Gethsemane. In the midst of his struggle in that garden, we heard him saying, "Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." The Father's eternal will was to see him hanging there on the cross of Calvary. Why was that? Because he took upon himself to redeem mankind. Gethsemane was so tough on him. You know, he could have changed his mind, but he promised the Father to redeem mankind. How many times he said to his disciples, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour?" Oh no, 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 no. "But for this cause I came unto this hour." Dear friends, obeying the Lord is one of the most precious things to do. But at the same time, it is something costly. It causes you to struggle big time. So consequently, the Lord Jesus Christ was our perfect example in humbleness and obedience. The big question, are we willing to humble ourselves, to be obedient to him, to be obedient like him? If we are willing to do so, why don't you tell him today, you and me, "This thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let's humble ourselves, dear brothers and sisters, and obey in spite of being so costly. Let's tell him, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Number two, we can read in Matthew 15, verse 24, the second reason he didn't come for, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I remember here the story of that Canaanite lady, which took place in the borders, at the borders of Sidon and Tyre in southern Lebanon. When the Lord arrived to Sidon and Tyre, she was screaming behind him, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. The Lord ignored her. He faced the disciples and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She kept screaming. The Lord went even tougher on her and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. You know, to tell someone in the Middle East, you're a dog, it's not an easy thing to say. You can get killed for that very word. But in reality, you know something? We all were like that Canaanite lady. We were without God. We were so far away from Him. We were strangers to Him. We were considered by the Jews to be unclean animals. They were the sheep of the house of Israel. We were the dogs. But in spite of being all that, was it possible that this loving God would leave us Gentiles outside His eternal plan? Was it possible? It was impossible. That lady knew who He was. The disciple didn't know. Imagine a Gentile lady, a Canaanite lady, knew who Jesus was. She knew He was the God of all mercy. She knew that for him as a Jew to depart from Jerusalem and come down as a Gentile to a Gentile area, to southern Lebanon, it wasn't a coincidence. He came here on purpose. He just came specifically for me. She knew that. Oh, listen to the one of the smartest answers ever given to the Lord Jesus in the entire Bible. She told him, you're right, Lord. You're all right. But yet dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. What did she mean by saying so? Well, she knew God has also good news in store.